We're going to get started to introduce myself. I'm Fred Snow. Before we hand things over to Bob, let me update you on the efforts to ensure inmate transfers from COVID-19 affected areas do not happen at USP Lewisburg, USP Canaan, or Federal Corrections at Allenwood. I want to start off by noting that stopping community spread and keeping the people of Pennsylvania's 12th Congressional District safe is my paramount concern. As such, I find it incredibly disturbing that inmate transfers are rumored or occurring, especially when there have been confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the Federal Bureau of Prisons system. Last week, our office contacted the Bureau of Prisons, and they told us, quote, there is no immediate plan to move inmates to USP Lewisburg, USP Canaan, or FCC Allenwood, and that was the end of the quote from their correspondence to us. We asked to be contacted before any further movement or decisions were made. Sunday, with concerns still continuing, the transfers or inmate movement may take place, and following the first confirmed case of COVID-19 in the Bureau of Prisons system, I sent a letter to the Bureau of Prisons director telling him to halt any planned inmate transfers, since it is clear BOP cannot guarantee the safety of inmates, guards, or their families from the spread of COVID-19. We heard nothing back. This morning, we heard the transfers and movement would occur to USP Lewisburg, FCC Allenwood, and USP Canaan. We were contacted by BOP about this. They literally passed the buck to the U.S. Marshals Service, despite knowing in advance that these transfers would be occurring. These transfers went without notice to us, in direct disregard for our request, and without any communication to our office. We have reached out to the U.S. Marshals Service and the Department of Justice to try and get further movement stopped. It is my belief that this is absolutely shameful for this to occur, for there to be no communication with our office after it has been made clear and requested for the government to pass the buck like this. We need to work together to stop the spread of COVID-19. In my estimation, continued inmate movement from affected areas like New York City to unaffected areas like Lewisburg and Allenwood, is counterproductive to that effort. I will not rest until we get firm answers to our questions for our BOP employees. Now, at this time, Shane, I'd like to turn it over to you for any comments that you'd like, or comments, anything that you'd like to ask.
Good morning, Congressman. Good morning, everyone. So we've been very frustrated with the Bureau of Prisons since we notified them on March the 8th. We presented a list of recommendations that would drastically curb the spread of COVID-19 throughout the United States by being proactive and implementing some procedures to, our number one concern was halting inmate movement. We believe by Friday, the director implemented most of our requests, one of which was halting the movement of all inmates. Unfortunately, it took about 24 hours to realize that there were still inmates moving throughout the system. Those inmates continue to move at this very minute. There's movement occurring. We believe that hot zones such as New York City and California, those citizens of those areas have been asked to shelter in place. The citizens of Pennsylvania have been asked to shelter in place. We believe the Bureau of Prisons should also be sheltering in place. With the first confirmed case out of MDC Brooklyn of an inmate there, anytime you move people, you risk the spread of the virus. There's really very limited testing capabilities. The Bureau's relying on the community resources to do most of its testing, and obviously the communities are prioritizing their testing for the citizens that surround our prisons. But we believe the actions of the Bureau of Prisons is reprehensible and inappropriate, and I think that they're risking all of our communities across the country, most notably the central portion of Pennsylvania where a large portion of these inmates are bound for. But there is movement in California, Texas, Virginia. It's almost as if business is normal.
Thank you, Shane. I guess at this point in time, I just want to sort of recap the fact that as soon as we were on this and assured that nothing was happening, we stayed on this. and got no different answer out of Bureau of Prisons until this morning when they passed the buck to the U.S. Marshals Service. And again, to me, that has been unacceptable because it's the Department of Justice. And as Shane so correctly stated, to shelter these inmates where they are is the safest thing for our corrections workers, our corrections officers, and for our communities at large. And we are continuing to reach out to the Department of Justice to have them halt the transfer that's currently taking place and return the inmates to where they originated. Any questions?
Fred, John Bogie from the Harrisburg Patriot, or for Sean, either one. How many inmates are coming to Lewisburg, and how many to Allenwood, and how many to Canaan, if you know?
Again, the Bureau of Prisons has not been forthcoming with information. The fact that we had just gotten communication this morning, we're still waiting on answers. And actually, our stance is one is too many, but we do not have the answer on how many might be coming.
Hey there, Joseph Jafari with PA Post. You just said that you're hoping that people, that they send back the inmates to where they came from, but if they're already within the system, they've probably already infected people. So what do you propose for those who are already there?
Well, again, I think it's anything, if we limit the movement to where it's already, I mean, if they're coming here infected, there's likely the virus at that institution. So again, it's a matter of containment and mitigation. And mitigation would not be allowing them to come into the communities here in central and northeastern Pennsylvania that have not been infected by the virus.
Sorry, it's just a follow-up on that. Sorry, just a follow-up on that. Because BOP has said that they've done testing for those leaving and those for arriving within the facilities. Are you saying that it's possible that those testings, that those screenings are not accurate or they're not being done?
We've got no confirmation on what that screening consisted of, whether it was a full-out test or whether they were just taking temperatures. And we know with any illness, there is an incubation period of which symptoms may not be present.
If I may interject, Congressman. The screenings that are occurring are not valid testing. They're doing temperature screens. And they're
we do not know
very
that.
Personal tests.
Let me be clear. We do not know. We do not know the testing that is taking place. Nobody's been able to confirm that. But again, regardless, we should not be moving people from one location to another, particularly when they're coming out of areas where there have been more cases and shelter-in-place orders have been put in place in New York, yet they're allowing people to leave the state.
This is Marsha Moore from the Daily Item.
From the Standard Journal. Just want to confirm, have the inmates actually arrived at the facilities in central Pennsylvania, or they're in transit as we speak?
It's our understanding that they were in transit or were in transit or either going to be in transit today.
Marsha Moore from the Daily Item. Shane, what precautions are being taken right now to prevent the spread by staff members that come in every day? Do you have temperature? Do they take the temperature of people coming back to work every day?
Currently, yes. There's a temperature screening at the main entrances to most of our facilities, which it's cautionary. It's a good practice, but it's not definitive, as Congressman Keller explained. There are known carriers carrying the virus that don't show any symptoms whatsoever, but we are taking that measure at least, trying to prevent anybody that's showing a fever from entering the facility.
And you know, many of our healthcare facilities and so on have taken the thing of limiting visitation. And here again, I think that the Bureau of Prisons really dropped the ball on this and is passing the buck. And it comes right down to it's one Department of Justice, and we want to make sure that the Department of Justice corrects this and honors what they told us at the end of last week.
I think at this point, the last conversation that I had with Director Carvajal, the Bureau of Prisons has no intentions of halting transfers, and they'll play semantics with the word transfers versus movement. I think we really need to implore the attention of the Attorney General and possibly the White House to stop this.
We have already engaged our
contacts in the Attorney General's. So we are already working on those. So I just wanted to make sure that we've already gone down that.
Okay.
This is Andy Klein, USP Lewisburg. I would just like to clarify the fact that when we do receive inmates, whether it's today, tomorrow, or last week, the only testing currently the BOP does for inmates that are coming in off of a bus, airlift, whatever, is the same temperature screening that staff are having. So the inmate may already be infected. He may not have been through the 5 to 7 day period, but he'll already be inside the institution because the Bureau of Prisons has very limited test kits, and the testing takes days to confirm, and, you know, we can't let the inmate be in transit for days until his test comes back.
Andy, this is Marcia Moore from the Daily Item. Do you have any capability of isolating those inmates?
Well, that is our plan. We are going to quarantine any inmate that comes here. The only issue with that is, you know, the limited amount of PPE, the personal protective equipment that each federal institution currently has on hand, no different than nationwide. All the hospitals are running out and so on and so forth. If every institution were to get a few to dozens of sick inmates, we will expel our amount of PPE nationwide within a week or so.
Andy, this is Matt Catrillo with WKOK. Is there any sort of precautions for visitors? Are they being restricted at this point? Are they also being screened coming in? Can you tell us anything about that?
We have no visits at USP Lewisburg. None.
Okay. In the same way with the Allenwood complex, they've stopped all social visiting.
And that's really our point. When we've taken these steps to make sure that we're not having people go in and out that should not, I think it's very irresponsible of the Bureau of Prisons to then be bringing people from other parts of the country into an area where we have no cases confirmed.
And I would just like to make it clear to everyone that USP Lewisburg, Allenwood, Canaan, and all of the Bureau of Prisons staff, we are not trying to get out of work. We are not trying to diminish our duties, our responsibilities. We care for the people that we serve, our country, our neighbors, our community. But what we're trying to do is limit the impact of bringing this into our area and then having it somehow get outside of this prison. If it comes here, we're obligated to deal with it. But I can't be responsible if it spreads to a hospital, a nursing home. You know, that's out of my control, and that's the whole reason that I took on this fight.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think it's just responsibility to make sure that we're not moving people into an area. And by no means do I think that I support you in your goal. You want to do what's best for the people that you have in our correctional institutions here and for our communities where you're located. And I want to commend you on the job you do every day.
Thank you.
Hi, Joseph Jafari again with PA Post. Just a quick follow-up on that. You know, there's kind of talk that there's some movement because of overcrowding and that there needs to be, you know, social distancing within prisons. I'm wondering, I mean, there's no confirmed reason that that's why they're moving, but I'm just kind of wondering if that is the reason. Isn't that a legitimate reason that we want to limit the spread everywhere, not just within one prison?
I would say that if that's the case, then why was I given notice last week that there was no immediate plans to move anybody? Inconsistencies in what they're doing. I quite frankly, until I can get some straight answers, I'm of the mindset that this, I'm not sure why they're doing it. And again, I think other plans could be made.
This is Jason. We can take one more question.
This is Andy. I'm here with WPSU. I'm caught in late, so I'm sorry if this question was already answered. But how many inmates are we talking about being moved in?
That question was here because up until today, the Bureau of Prisons and the federal government, when we were making requests through our office here, were telling us that there was no immediate plans to have anybody transferred.
Sorry, just one more question.
This is Anne again from WPSU, and can you just reiterate what are your concerns specifically?
The concerns are that we here in North Central and Central PA have not had cases. Again, we don't have what they're seeing in the parts of the country. Not having seen that in Lewisburg, in places where Canaan's located and so forth, you know, we certainly don't want to take the risk when we have shelter in place orders going out in other states to be moving areas from the people from those areas that have been affected by this and have more of an incident for into these communities. It goes contrary to what the mitigation practices that Dr. Fauci and everybody else have been talking about. So that's our concern. And the safety, quite frankly, of our communities and the people that work at the Bureau of Prisons here in Allenwood, Payne, and Lewisburg.
Well, everybody, thank you for joining the call. If you wish to follow up individually, if you join later, have additional questions, please reach out to me, and I'll be happy to connect you with Congressman Keller, Shane, or anybody else you wish to speak to that we can get in contact with. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.